So we're going to go ahead and get started with just beginning to tap into our feelings again. So the first class, I went into great detail about connecting to our power source, connecting to our heart, and connecting to the heart of the earth and the heart of the sun, and really creating our energy field from that place. So what is gonna be happening as we go through this class, and this is what I am hoping for all of you, is that you're going to get to the place that all one has to do is even think about your heart center or even think about your root chakra. These are two powerful visualizations that will instantly take you inward and to a state of connectedness. And so the more and more we go through this and practice this, the more and more you're going to be able to go like, ah, and instantly you're going to be able to, within that space, go like, ah, yes, there's the earth. Hello, there's the sun. Hello, there's my space. Here's my core power. Here's the star that I am. And just kind of build from there. So we're going to just go ahead and do a nice little meditation right now. And I'm just going to walk you through this visualization again. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling to step into who we really are and to begin to feel that essence and power of who we really are, that core power. So find yourself in a comfortable position, whether or not you're sitting or laying, or if you choose to be standing, that is also wonderful. Just begin by taking some nice deep breaths in. Begin to be aware of your body. You want to even move just a little bit, just to take those breaths and allow that relaxation to begin to move through your body. And everything just begins to calm down. It feels so good. And allow yourself now just to connect into your heart. It is as if when you think of your heart and your heart center, your heart chakra area, it is as if you just drop into it. Now you may have another word that you like to use, but for me it's like just stepping into this space as if it's its own room, it's its own space, it's its own sphere. When I step into it, this is my navigation center. This is the place where we begin to feel on a conscious level, very compassionate connection with all others. This is like stepping back from just our human essence of thinking, of self, and stepping into a more universal space of compassion and interconnectedness. And how we can navigate this physical body and who we are from this universal interconnected space. And when we begin to feel the room around us and feel our relationships with other individuals from this space, there is a very visceral change that happens. There is almost a softness to how this interconnectedness is, more expansiveness, a higher thinking, if you will, because we are stepping into thinking with our heart mind. And this is very important to become comfortable with, because as we become more and more comfortable with stepping into our heart mind, we are going to allow ourselves to really become translators of our feelings, to become very fluent in the language of spirit and our higher self. And from here, just allow yourself to begin to feel your grounding. And I encourage you to feel your grounding as if it's coming from your rib cage down, as if the entire torso and legs of you are just like this beautiful, wondrous tree trunk, solid and secure, and beginning to be rooted down into the earth. If you would prefer to be more fluid, like a powerful waterfall, or if you would prefer to be more like a magnetic connection or have a different form of grounding, by all means, please create what works for you. For now, we're just going to imagine ourselves in this sense of solidarity, of being completely rooted and grounded, moving down into the earth. And again, our grounding allows us a certain sense of stability, a certain sense of clarity, a certain sense of having a place and being rooted. Our rooting and our grounding is also our place where we can bring up nutrients, minerals, hydration, any form of energy that we are needing. We can bring it right up from our grounding. We can bring it just as the roots of a tree reach down into the earth and bring fuel and food into the body of the tree. We can do that too. We can reach down in, and whatever it is that our body is needing, we can bring it up. And maybe it's emotional support. Whatever it is, security, strength, we can find that. And from this rooted grounding place, allow those roots to go deep, 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 deep down into the earth. Now I'd like you to bring your attention and focus into your root chakra, right at the base of your spine, your coccyx, your tailbone. As if it is your power cord plugging down into the core of the earth. And just feel it like this powerful channel, this beam that goes down into the earth, and just sense and feel that energetically going down and in. We're going to play with this visualization, because what I want to encourage for you is to visualize this plugging into your core. And as it plugs into your core, allow your heart to begin to sense and feel the heart of the earth. And just say hello. Hello. And a wonderful thing to do is that each time that we take the time to connect with the earth, what are the first three things that come to mind for you, as far as qualities or what you sense and feel from the core of the earth? What are those energies that you are feeling? Is it compassion? Is it nurturing? Is it love, support, feminine power? What is it? What is it that's coming up for you? And just allow yourself to continue to just feel whatever that is for you and pull that up. Bring that into your heart. Now, the wonderful thing about doing this work is all you need to do is imagine, sense, and feel your heart, and imagine, sense, and feel the heart of the earth, and immediately they connect. Sometimes when we really try to imagine moving a cord all the way down, for some it will be very easy, and for others it may feel like there's a lot of layers to get through, or it's not entirely easy to create these roots that reach down all the way to the core of the earth, and that is not completely necessary because your imagination is extremely powerful and your intention creates that connection. So just feel your heart and sense the heart of the earth. And immediately they become connected and feel and sense all of those qualities from the earth, filling your heart up. And I'm going to encourage you to now think and feel of those qualities as a compassion, nurturing, love, support. Sense and feel all of that. From inside of you, you build those feelings up. What do those feelings mean to you? What does it feel like to be nurtured? What does it feel like to be loved, to love? What does it feel like to support? And just allow yourself to build those feelings and share them back to the earth. And just allow your intentions to acknowledge the earth as a magnifier, an amplifier. There are a lot of different elements that we have access to that we can use, that we can harmonize with, that allow frequencies and energies to expand on a very magnificent level. And the earth is filled with minerals, crystals, elements, and the heart of the earth itself is a very powerful flowing energy. So by us connecting to the heart of the earth and us sending these vibrations down into the earth, we can amplify. And as we amplify, it allows that currency to move out, affecting each and every being, every animal, plant, mineral, every person. And let that go to the very tip of the atmosphere. And allow that to just be. And come back into your heart center. Feel your space. Feel again who you are. And we're going to do the same thing as we begin to connect and sense and feel the heart of the sun. So allow yourself to be in your heart. And our grounding in this sense, because this is whole body grounding, this is a whole sense of grounding. We ground below and we ground above. Both of these elements are essential to us reuniting duality so that we become a wholeness again. And as we do this, imagine, sense, and feel yourself from your core up, from your trunk up, as if it is a beam of light, and as if your roots are going the opposite way now and above you. So now you have roots going below and you got roots going above, and you are reaching up, and like this beam of light, you can reach to the sun. This magnificent ball of energy and light that is nourishing us, feeding us, fueling us, energizing us, giving us heat and warmth. It is also feeding us. These nourishments that come in the form of photons and light. Allow yourself now to feel your heart and feel the heart of the sun. And that is a completely different feeling and magnificent wonder and wonderful in its own way. And as you connect to the heart of the sun, what are the first three qualities? What are the first three things that you notice? Maybe it is strength, power, luminescence, energy, vibration, magnificence. Begin to allow yourself to pull that into your heart and fuel yourself with all of those magnificent qualities. What it feels like to radiate with that assuredness, that light, that magnificence, that power, that vibration, all of that energy. Now I'd like for you to sense and feel that within yourself. What do those qualities feel like? And if you are to make them yourself, generate them from within you, generate those feelings of energy, magnificent grandness, power, strength, light, warmth. All of that, whatever it is that came up for you, build that up within yourself and allow your heart to just intentionally connect to the heart of the sun and share that. And it too is a magnifier, a amplifier for our energy, our waves, and our frequency. And as we send those to the heart of the sun, the sun begins to radiate that out, and that radiates out across the universe. And you can direct it towards the earth. You can allow it to radiate through the universe. Again, what feels the best for you? But as it does, we know that the sun is touching, feeding, fueling, supporting the earth. And so as those rays come down, they can be like this beautiful mist coming around the planet and from above, filling the air, touching each and every being, every plant, every rock, every mineral, every bit of water. Wonderful. Know what these visualizations feel like for you. Know what it feels like to be connected to your heart. Know what it feels like to be connected to the heart of the earth. And know what it feels like to be connected to the heart of the sun. Take a snapshot of the feeling, of feeling that energy magnified, amplified, and radiating out of the earth and radiating out of the sun, and blessing and sprinkling all of these beautiful orbs of light, if you will, to each and every being on the planet. Sense and feel what it feels like to be connected in this way. this is something that is going to become very natural and easy for you. That with a mere checking in, you will be able to just sense and feel and go, yes, that is in place. This is a foundation. When you are connected in this way, you are grounded in a wholeness, in balance, above and below. You are grounded in a greater sense of who you are. Oh, and allow this to just become something you get very comfortable with, because from here you will be able to expand it in any way you choose. You may find yourself building upon these images in beautiful ways and creating deeper, richer, more lustrous visualizations, intentions, images of this grounding, of this connection of the energy, of what waves you are sending out and what waves you are receiving. So what this meditation is sharing with you is a suggestion and an image to begin with. And you, as the artist of your own inner world, can begin to journey and play with many new visualizations in this whole body, whole self grounding. Just taking a breath into that. Now from here, we are going to allow ourselves to begin to create our energy field. All of this meditation is a wonderful thing that we can spend as much time as we choose to, or just click into if we are wanting to do more expansive work. And what this means is that you can spend as much time as you like painting and working with the image of your whole grounding above and below, and sending those blessings to the world, which is a wonderful thing to do, to affect the energy grids and the light on the planet. But again, this is also our foundation. This powerful place that we are clicking into is where we are doing our own inner work and learning to harness a greater awareness of our feelings in order to clear out anything that is not serving us. So allow yourself now to go back into your heart. Know, sense and feel that connection, that whole body grounding. Connect to your root chakra. This will also become a very instant visualization for you, because this is you plugging into your core power, and this is very important. If you imagine having an appliance in the house, if you will, and it may be a magnificent appliance, maybe a very high-end blender or something of that sort. And it may be able to do the most wonderful things, but it only works when it's plugged into an energy source. When it's not plugged in, it becomes, for lack of a better visualization, it just becomes useless. It becomes something that we know has potential, but we know it needs energy, it needs power in order for it to perform all these wonderful things. In many ways, we are the same. When we become detached from our energy source, when we become detached from our source of power, we become a shadow of who we really are. We become a potential. But we want to be able to express these magnificent things that we can do. And in order to do that, we too are plugging into our power source. So becoming very familiar with your root chakra. Sense and feel it as you just plugging in and allow yourself to check in all throughout the day. Just putting your focus and intention there is going to allow you to go like, aha, there it is. Yes, there it is. Checking in. If it doesn't feel as strong as you'd like, just allowing yourself to feel that beam. Connect to the core of who you are, your core of your planet, your star. And feel the energy coming up, and it can move through your body, blast out through the top of your head, rain all around you. Just as grand as the sun is, and just as grand as the earth is, so are you in your magnificence, in your power, and in your vastness. You are a star. Your root chakra is plugging you in to that core, your core, you. It is plugging you into you. And that is giving you your sense of place and self and security. And knowing. Just feel that and allow now your awareness to go out into your energy field around you. It is wonderful to sense it coming like a Taurus from the heart. But the truth is it's radiating all around us. On multiple different levels. But one of our most powerful core centers where this energy creates a field around us is from our heart. So just know you are radiating out all around your physical being. But we, for this purpose, are going to really focus on our heart mind, our heart center, and allow this space to expand from here in our intention and focus right now. Allowing it to expand out past the room that you are in, out past the building that you are in. Allow it to be grand and vast, out into the skies. Equally above you, equally below you. Each side of you, in front of you, behind you. You are creating your own atmosphere. Just breathe into that and allow your core energy to filter and fill all through there. Allow your heart center, which is again, circulating all this beautiful energy from the earth and from the sun. It's creating all these like particles of light just radiating in there, and just allow it to move out and blast out. I'm going to bring in another image now. I'd like to invite you as if when you are connected out from the top of your head, if you connect out just as we connect to the sun, we can also set our intention, and it will become clearer the more you become comfortable with your subtle body, that you can connect to your own personal life force energy, your own personal signature, your own energy signature, you. You connect to you, to the essence of you, And from this place, you can bring that vast energy in. Life force energy, universal energy. Whatever it is that you feel that you would like to fill your space up with, just sense and feel it radiating and filling out, all the way into the atmosphere, creating your atmosphere. Vast and wonderful. This is the size and space we want to work with when we are clearing. And just know that you can bring that in and out at any time. You can expand or retract your personal space. It is magnificent, and it is a wonderful energy to work with, expanding and retracting and allowing yourself to become the director of it.